Welcome to The Sovereign CEO, a podcast where we explore what it really means to become powerful beyond measure. Expect to hear incredible stories about possibility, creativity, business, self-mastery, and of course, the Great Awakening. I'm here to be your hype girl, to give you strategic tools that help you win, and to shed a light on things that you really need to know. Let's work on mastering your mindset and mastering your mission so you can build an empire, live a purpose-driven life, and create more freedom within it, no matter what the world around you is doing. Hey everybody, welcome to the show. I wanted to squeak in another work-related podcast in between all these amazing guest speakers that I've been pulling in. I just want to make sure that we are highlighting solutions for you as much as humanly possible. And it's not to say that that's not what we have been doing, because one reason I'm supporting the We Unify conference is it's basically a solutions conference. We have thought leaders coming in to talk to us about how to take our democracy back. How do we combat misinformation and disinformation? You know, the actual kind that comes from our bureaucratic organizations. So we have been talking about solutions the whole time, but I want to talk to you about the solutions that I can uniquely offer you. A little bit of a backstory. If you are a new listener to the podcast here, I've been a business owner, an entrepreneur, and a coach for over 10 years now. I had a huge yoga and fitness studio, the biggest one in my town here, where I had a staff of about 18 teachers. I kind of ran my coaching business out of there. I had my one-on-one clients out of there. I taught a ton of yoga. I had a lot of fun. We did a lot of outreach in the community. We did youth programs. We did things with our local First Nations communities. It like really satisfied a big personal itch for me for creating a hub where I could gather community, where I could help people, where I could feel like I was really connected and part of the community. And I lost that during the pandemic because of never-ending lockdowns and nonsensical mandates. And I rebuilt myself online, lost it all again when I woke up and started speaking about horrendous topics like we should respect people's personal medical decisions. Lost almost every dollar in the bank, every client, every subscriber, friends, family, you name it. And then I decided to do it again, and I rebuilt myself with 10 times the amount of income and impact. So I can teach you guys a lot. I can teach you about grit. I can teach you about moving through fear. I can teach you about building businesses. I can teach you about making money. Now, one project that I had started in the middle of COVID was the coaching container as it exists right now looked a little different in the beginning. The Sovereign talked about all things preparedness. So I brought in my mindfulness and movement tools. I brought in my coaching tools. We did talk about business, but then we talked about really all the ways that you could be prepared in 2024. And I did that for a period of time. We brought in amazing guests, but eventually it kind of got to the point where I was like, okay, are you guys prepared yet? Like, are you done? Because some things are obviously going to take a lot of time, like building up a financial reservoir, but there's some things like building a pantry or building a garden. Like, we can literally do those things in a weekend. And what I found was after about a year of doing this was everyone should be prepared by now. If you see the things that I see, if you're aware of the Great Reset, you know, it's good adulting to practice some basic levels of preparedness, but then it's time to move on. And when I decided it was time to move on for me, as well as my community, I was like, what's the most practical thing that I can help people with? And honestly, it was money. It was business building. It was mindset. So I've kind of chipped away all the other things a long time ago, and I just focus on what I do best, which is money and mindset. So that's what we do for you inside the Sovereign CEO. This is my online academy, my coaching membership. I help freedom-minded individuals build businesses that they're obsessed with, something that gives them purpose, something that gives them joy, and something that creates more money. Because that is a very practical way to prepare yourself for anything that doesn't require you, you know, moving or finding a rural property or moving to Costa Rica or any of those more challenging things. So it's a cause I'm very, very much in love with. I think it's pretty rad what we've created behind the scenes. So if you're looking for that, definitely go and check out the show notes. We have no commitment pricing for now. That might change in the future, but it really is the place to be if you are an awake business owner and you want help generating more revenue, learning marketing mastery, if you want to move through those very human blocks like resistance, procrastination, fear of the unknown, uncertainty, all of those things, I can get you through that. Today, though, I want to talk to you about a few different things. I want to talk to you about your pace, your pause, and your purpose. Your pace, your pause, and your purpose. So we just had Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. And I didn't work at all this weekend. We went in the airplane. We did some boating down the lake. We had a really nice Mother's Day brunch. I spent some good time with my kids. I spent a lot of good time outside. And this isn't unique to me. I do my very, very best to pack all of my work into the hours when my kids are at school. Now, of course, that's not perfect. It does involve some early mornings, and occasionally it involves some nights. But for the most part, I do an obscene amount of things within the hours of, I don't know, 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. so that I can go and be a mother. Because my business isn't my baby. My babies are my baby. And I want to keep it that way. And sometimes we throw ourselves into work. One, because work is easier than parenting, y'all. Work is easier than parenting. It really can be. Also, you get a lot of praise when you are creating things. You get help. You can hire people to help you parenting. Parenting can be tough, but it's also one of the greatest joys in our life. So it's something that I really protect wherever I can. Now, how do I manage packing an obscene amount of things into the hours of 6 and 3 and then also freeing up time to go on, you know, daily adventures, spending lots of time with my husband, with my kids? Well, you know, that has everything to do with pace, how I pace myself. As someone that has a lot of energy naturally, I'm ADHD, I'm a manifesting generator, I'm very, very creative. I have a very fast pace because I get really excited about things. And because I choose my lane carefully, I choose work that I'm excited about. I fly forward. But pace is something that is very unique to you. I was listening to a podcast the other day with Jenna Kutcher and an NFL player, and he was saying to some your pace will look like a turtle and to others it will look like a cheetah. To some your pace will look like a turtle, to others it will look like a cheetah. Your pace is unique. It depends on so many things. It depends on your constitution. You know, are you a manigen? Are you a projector? Are you an introvert? Are you an extrovert? What's your Enneagram? All of that kind of stuff. It depends on the season of life that you're in. Do you have little kids at home? Or are you single? Are you retiring? Like, what season of life are you in? You know, a lot of the times we're looking at other people, and that puts an immense amount of pressure on ourselves to work faster, harder, achieve more quickly. But we don't know what season of life they're in. We don't know if they've been going at things for a year or 20 years. We don't know if they have a team of uno, they're the only ones running the business, or a team of 20. We forget that. We compare ourselves to other people and the points that they're at in their business. And it creates a tremendous amount of stress that takes us away from our family. It takes us away from life. So it's something I have to ask here, like, who's driving your pace? Because it should just be you. And if you want to go fast, go fast. And if you want to go slow, go slow. Sometimes we don't really realize who's in the driver's seat. And unconsciously, what ends up happening is it's other people that are driving our pace. Because we're watching all these other people working and it just has us moving at hyper speed. So today I really want you to just pay attention to your pace. You know, is this working for you? Is this fun for you? Because even people that are highly energetic like me, you'll burn out, y'all, if you are always going fast. Even if you like fast, even if that's your natural go-to, you can't sprint all the time. Your business grows slowly. Your business is the long haul. Ideally, this is like your lifelong mission. You don't want to be sprinting the whole time. You want to go in little sprints here and there, and then you want a nice, easy jog. You want to stop and lay down, take a little nap under a tree. Because why not make this whole path enjoyable? And if you're not sure, if you're like, I don't know. I don't know if this is working. I don't know if this is working for me or for my business. Well, there is so much power in your pause. This is one thing that I am injecting a lot into my business. Way more time for quiet, way more time for thinking, way more time for strategy, reflecting. And when we get caught in really fast moving pace, we just wake up and we do. We go straight to the doing and go straight to the action without actually sitting with, is this working for me? Is this working for me? Is this even a good idea? There are lots of ways to pause too. So like it might be as simple as not working right away. Right? Waking up, and maybe I like writing in the morning or doodling in the morning. I've decided I'm not really a good meditator. I don't love that. I've been listening to the Superhuman app, which is, it's called Activations. They're like pumped up meditations that you can listen to while you're brushing your teeth, walking the dogs. I'm kind of loving that. Meditation is not my favorite. I go through seasons in and out. But yeah, you can write. You can literally take breaks in between clients just for thinking, for quiet. Try going for walks without a podcast or without music. It doesn't have to be long, just like 2 minutes here and there. I worked with one coach that would have us actually set a timer throughout the day. 5 times it would go off, 2 minutes, and then do whatever you want for those 2 minutes, but it had to be like still and quiet. You could do breath work. You could stare out the window. You could stretch, but you had to just be still and pay attention. So we don't need to overcomplicate this. We don't have to do deep work. You don't have to do a meditation, but just more time for quiet for your brain. So you can actually figure out, do I like what I'm doing? Is this a good idea? When you have that time for pause, you're going to get really clear about your purpose, about your direction. You'll probably remind yourself of what you're really here to do, and you'll notice where you've gotten accidentally busy doing tasks that don't really matter or that don't move the needle forward or aren't aligned with your purpose. The pause helps you find and connect with your purpose again. And we teach a lot about purpose inside of the Sovereign CEO, about creating work with purpose. But here's an idea. What if your purpose was completely separate from your work? What if your work allowed you to pay your mortgage and your bills and feed your family so then you could go out and live your purpose. And your purpose might be closely intertwined with your work, but can we think bigger? Like, it might be part of your work, but maybe your purpose is to find joy in all that you do. Maybe your purpose is to teach other people a concept. Maybe your purpose is to raise really good little humans, right? It was just Mother's Day again. Your business is not your life. It's part of your life. The thing that lights you up about your business, teaching, educating, coaching, art, beauty, creating, healing, that's your purpose. And it might be in your work, but it might not. If it can be in your work, that's like kind of a sweet spot. But also your purpose is so much bigger than your work. And when you get caught stressing, when you start to feel yourself in the hustle or needing to have it all right now or in a really quick pace or resentment, well, now we know we're not really living in purpose. We kind of got knocked off. And that's not to say there's going to never be a busy season in your business or those sprints or times you're going to have to hustle. You will. Some people never hustle in their business. They never work hard or have those sprints. And I don't know a lot of those people who are really growing. So like it's going to happen. But on the flip side, there's some of you out there that are like caught in the race and in the sprint 24/7. So just who's driving your pace? And is this pace knocking you off of your purpose? Because this quick, constant pace is going to drive panic. And panic is going to drive irrational decision-making in your business. Resentment's going to burn you out. And desperation is going to leave you falling short of your purpose every single time. You know, when I closed my yoga studio, I was doing a yoga training with a teacher in LA. And I remember her saying, when you're resentful, it's time to go. And that's when I knew I had to close my yoga studio doors. When you're resentful, it's time to go. I was starting to get resentful. I was getting resentful of the people, my situation, all of the pressure. And I just thought, oh, it's time to go. And if you're listening to this and you're feeling this, like if you're feeling resentment or burnout or desperation, don't stress. It's good. Right? Because this is the turning point then. And when we can see it, then we can change it. And that, again, that's the power of the pause. So if you were to pause here today and really reflect on your business and reflect on your pace, you might see more solutions here that will get you out of this really fast pace. Like, let's say you are working two jobs right now. Let's say you were working two jobs. Well, if you paused, you might notice, hey, if I had an extra one-to-one client a month, I wouldn't even need this second job. Boom. There opens a pathway. Or maybe you just have this thing that you're trying to create and it's like from the ground floor and you're struggling and you're stressed. Well, maybe if you said yes to the part-time job, maybe it would be the relief you need so you can build your entrepreneurial journey. And it gets to be birthed from a place of creativity and joy and not from stress and need of money. Or maybe if you are feeling stress around growing your business and brand and getting more followers and getting more people on the email list and you paused here today, maybe you'd get the idea that, hey, you know, if I just took better care of the clients that I have right now, you know, that I could serve the people on my email list better. I could give bonuses to my current clients. I could create better content for the people that are on my social media now. Maybe I wouldn't have to stress about bringing in new people at all because the people that are already here are going to be thrilled with my work and they'll want to upgrade, work with me one-to-one, join my programs, etc. Or, like one client I was working with this week, maybe you already have everything that you want. That's a lovely place to be. I had this epiphany for myself the other day. All right, Carla, you kind of have everything that you want. You got your family and your home and you travel and you got work that you love. Girl, slow down. Who's driving your pace? Oh, and here's a good one. What if you pause today and you realize that there's advice that you've been hearing again and again and again, a life lesson that keeps on hitting you over the head again and again, and you know it to be true, and you know exactly what you need to do, you just haven't applied it. Yet you've been running around and stressing out about what to do and your next coach and your next program and the next thing, when actually you know exactly what you need to do, you just need to do it. What a relief. Clarity. Stress, resentment, procrastination, it's just a big heavy boulder that sits on your chest. And if you could wave a magic wand today, what boulders would you let go of? What are those things that are sitting on your chest, sitting on your shoulders, that are just making this thing a slog when it could just be fun? Is it resentment? Is it feeling like everything needs to be done today? Is it procrastination that's actually driven from panic? Is it self-sabotage? Is it poor self-talk? Is it obsessive perfectionism? Is it judgment and envy? Is it distraction? What would you let go of? Because remember, your purpose is bigger than your work. You were meant to create. You were meant to make beautiful things. You were meant to enjoy your life. You were meant to teach your children something. You were meant to discover something about yourself. And since we're letting go of things, what inner quality of yourself would you like to focus on now instead? An inner quality that you would like to bring to life instead of an external metric that you were trying to reach. Right, what if this just got to be fun for me? What if I just enjoyed my life right now and I just enjoy the pace that I'm at? What if everything I've done up until this point is perfect? What if you just relaxed and let God take the steering wheel, right? This is God's timing. What if you just get to focus on the people that are here for you now, the things that you've already built? Are you celebrating those things? Like, how can you make this more fun? When searching for what that purpose is, there's lots of things that we can look at. You know, what are five of your real gifts? Are you an excellent teacher? Are you a healer? Are you funny? How can you expand on these things to the bigger picture? So beyond work. I had a really amazing person help me with my human design and my gene keys. And I had a laugh when I read it. It was like a 12-page document. And it said, my gene keys say, it literally doesn't matter what I choose for my profession. I am meant to create and be the container that helps others find their creative gifts. I was like, oh, perfect. I'm already doing that. I mean, what are you meant to heal? What are you meant to understand? What are you meant to know? I mean, personally, I think I'm meant to find joy in all that I do. I mean, I even make like memes about the Great Reset and the globalists and all these scary things that are happening. What are you meant to feel? What are you meant to know? We want to lean into those things. We want to feel that. We want to see that every single day so that work gets to be fun again. Work gets to be easy. We get to appreciate the fact that we're becoming entrepreneurs. We get out of resentment, out of the stress. What are some of those areas in your life where you're currently feeling stress or desperation? Think with me here. What are some of those areas where you're feeling stress or desperation? Maybe it's your health. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's your work. Maybe it's your employees. What is one way? What is one thing that you can do to provide immediate relief in this area? Because like I always teach my Sovereign CEO members, there are very simple solutions for very complex existential problems. So like, what is one thing that you can do to provide immediate relief in one of these areas? Maybe you need to schedule in time for a certain activity. Maybe it just needs to go on the calendar. Maybe you need to ask for support. Maybe you need to push a timeline. Maybe you need to get out of bed earlier. Maybe you need to get off social media for a week. Where can you help yourself out? Where can you help relieve stress? Because when you remove stress and desperation from your life, things start to change and shift. If you didn't have any stress, resentment, or desperation right now, what would be possible for you? I mean, imagine if your list of important things you needed to do in your business was still there, but there was no stress. There was no stress associated with it. There was no resentment. There was no burnout. What would be possible for you this week? I bet you would get a lot more done, and I bet you would enjoy it. And I bet you would also probably scratch off a whole bunch of things that are on that list that were actually just put there because of the stress and desperation, but they're not even aligned with what you need to do right now. So as I'm going through this, you might have noticed that, there's been some stress that's been leading me, maybe some thoughts, you know, there's never enough time. Maybe some thoughts about time, maybe some thoughts about yourself, you know, those big heavy boulders that are bringing you down. I want you to leave this podcast and grab a journal and write down five things that you would like to know instead. Five affirmations, five statements that you would like to believe to be true for you, even if you don't quite feel it yet. I want you to start repeating these things to yourself. What might that look like? Things like, I am time rich, or I'm exactly where I need to be, or everything I've done up until this point is perfect. Now I'm choosing a new way. How about, I'm making big moves right now towards my purpose, or this is fun for me, or I'm helping a lot of people right now. I'm ready to receive. I'm willing to reach out for support. It's safe to slow down. There is power in the pause. Your purpose is bigger than your business. And so much more is possible when you know who's really driving the pace. Thanks for listening this week, friends. Grab a journal, write down some of those affirmations or pop them in your phone. Repeat those things to you every single day and just watch what happens. Thanks for listening to the Sovereign CEO podcast. If you guys like this one, share it to your stories or share it with a friend that needs to hear this right now. And I'll see you guys next time. Hey everybody, if you like what we do here over on the Sovereign CEO podcast, you have to check out the Sovereign CEO Academy. This is my online academy and coaching container for awake business owners who want to master their mindset and master their mission. I'm in there every single week, coaching live, all sorts of different businesses. You will learn from an incredible crew of people. We do monthly content creation sessions. I bring in experts in all things self and business mastery, and we have a growing library of online educational content that you won't find anywhere else on things like wealth mastery, breaking through resistance, unlocking your niche content, creativity, productivity, sales mastery, marketing magic, messaging, everything that you need to take this great little idea of yours and turn it into a profitable, purposeful online business. If you'd like to work with me one-on-one, I have other options for you as well. You can see all my offerings at Carla Joy Treadway, Carla's with a K, .com. Okay, guys, I will see you next time.